American drone strikes have left 9 people dead in Pakistan's northwest. 2 strikes targeted a compound on the border of North and South Waziristan. A new study by London-based Bureau of Investigative Journalism shows more than 3,500 people have been killed in U.S. drone attacks in Pakistan since 2004. Yemenis have once again poured out into the streets to protest against what they call the U.S. interference in their country. Demonstrators in the city of Sada chanted death to America, demanding U.S. Marines to leave Yemen. They also called for an end to Washington's deadly campaign of drone strikes in their country. The chief of the Netherlands' top intelligence agency says dozens of Dutch citizens are in Syria to help insurgents in their fight against the government of President Bashar al-Assad. Rob Bertholi says the number of Dutch nationals heading to Syria is growing fast. He expressed concern that these people could come back home traumatized. More protests in Egypt against President Mohamed Morsi. Demonstrators accuse Morsi of using his powers to promote the interests of his Muslim Brotherhood Party. They're calling on the president to fulfill the goals of the 2011 revolution. They also want a new unity government and amendments to the new constitution. Series of car bomb explosions at street markets in Iraq have left at least 36 people dead. The attacks took place in the town of Shamali, south of the central city of Hilla, as well as in the capital, Baghdad. No group has claimed responsibility for the attacks so far. Israeli warplanes have violated Lebanon's airspace once again. The Lebanese army says 12 Israeli jets intruded into the country's airspace several times on Thursday. The Israeli military often carries out mock raids over Lebanese territory in violation of the UN Resolution 1701. More than 50 people have lost their lives in a road accident in Zambia. Officials say a bus crashed into a truck in the north of the capital, Lusaka. They described the crash as the worst traffic accident in Zambia's recent history. The cause of the accident is under investigation. And the Swiss are already chasing away the winter to make way for spring. Marchers in a grand parade in the city of Lucerne are wearing ugly masks and playing loud music to scare the cold season in a centuries-old tradition. The parade is part of the famed Lucerne Carnival that runs for 6 days.